And mine married before they were big enough to even think about marrying.
Is that right?
Married when I was 17. Both of them.
They married young.
She's finished school.
Have you ever heard of talking about the inside parts of a hog that you could eat? Have you ever heard that called a haslet, or harslet, or hatchlet, anything like that?
I've heard it. The heart?
Big part?
The heart, you mean? Haslet. A lot of people make haslet out of different things, out of the liver.
Yes, ma'am.
Things like that, out of the inside.
Did you like that kind of thing?
Not much.
Did you ever take the hog intestines and clean them out real good?
Oh yes, the kidneys. Now I'm crazy about kidneys.
Are you?
If I don't like these you buy. I like these you clean at home and you know they're clean. But now I don't have them kind of mold because I don't have hogs.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, chitlins, and now Eloise goes over at a certain place in town and she finds them. And she buys me a chitlin supper when I'm down there every once in a while. And she says that it's as clean as they can possibly be. And they do taste good down in Greenville.
I understand they don't smell too good when
you're cooking. They think they're awful. My children wouldn't eat one of them the way they feast. They think they're awful. But if they cook right, you can get all that sand away from them.
Sure.
I always do.
Ask about this expression. Say if it's getting kind of late in the day and a farmer hears his animals carrying on, they get hungry,
uh-huh.
He might say, well,
time to go to the house and feed.
It's right on to
time to feed.
What time is that usual feed time?
Well, most old farmers go in before by sundown. They work can to cane. Now that's where they make the expression can to cane.
Imagine that's about all day long.
It's all day long. No. We hired somebody to work for us one time. He said, how long, what hours do you work? And they says, can through can. So that's the expression they used in working.
Yes, ma'am. Say if you will get your horses ready to go somewhere, you want to use a buggy?
Mm-hmm.
You'd say you had to do what to?
Had to hitch it. Go get my horse and hitch it up.
Is that the same thing as harnessing a horse?
Yeah, harnessing a horse. Put the collar on first, and then throw the gear on him.
And you're ready to go.
And then you're ready to go and hitch him to the buggy.
What about when your father was plowing? Those things that he held in his hand to guide the mules with?
Uh-huh.
What did he call those?
That was, these plow lines that I've seen. Couldn't think.
What about when you're riding a horse, those things that you put your feet in?
A stirrup.
You were talking about riding a buggy, things like that. Or say if you had some horses hitched to a wagon, did you ever call the horse on the right hand side anything in particular?
No, I don't know if they ever did.
Have you ever heard people around here use the expression lead horse?
Well, most of the time, I tell you, we never did go in a wagon when me and Dave.